views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we are in the midst of speaking with Lisa from Toms River. Lisa, are you still there?
I am.
Cool. So Lisa, if you want, Sky, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did. Lisa, I want to let you know that you already know what your problem is. And I'm not going to get into detail with it because, you know, we're on public air, but I want you to know that what you're feeling at those times when you're feeling insecure about your relationship, I feel that you're correct. Okay. And I also know that you have a very strong spirit in heaven watching over you, and they're sending you a lot of love. And, I want you to know that Metatron, along with that spirit who is part of your family, who does love you, wants you to know to release and to relax, okay? Because you can't change people. You're either going to have to accept the situation or you're going to have to get out of it, all right? But they are sending you a lot of love to support you and to back you, which is very important. So you're not alone, but also they're telling me that you need to have some type of a physical outlet for yourself. And I don't think that you have that right now. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, I work constantly and, you know, I'm a single mom. So, you know, it's either I'm working or I'm with the kids and it's mostly work.
Yeah. Well, you need to set aside some quality time for yourself. And if they tell me that, it's for a real big purpose, okay?
Hold on 2 seconds.
Sure.
I was getting a little confused now.
Why, sweetie?
Because I was getting the impression that she was not, you know, tied up in a relationship.
No, she is.
But she's a single mom.
No, she's just. You're not a single mom, are you?
Yeah, she just said she's a single mom.
No, she didn't.
Did you say you're a single mom?
I am. I'm a single mom, but I'm engaged.
Yeah, she's,
oh, okay.
So she's in a relationship.
All right, so I got a little misconstrued.
No,
on
but
that.
What I'm telling all you right. is whatever you're thinking the problem is, you're correct, okay? But you need some physical outlet because I'm feeling a drain in you, like you're being drained, you know what I mean? And that could lead to many things. It could lead to illnesses, or it could lead to like you not catching things that you should be catching with your kids, with your fiance, you know, in your work, because you're too taxed. You have too much on your plate. And when you have that, when you have too much on your plate, you're going to start getting backaches, hands and joint pain, leg pains. Are you experiencing any of that yet?
All of the above. Plus I suffer terribly from like migraines and stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
You're coming in and out, Lisa. Could you, I don't know if you need to talk closer or in a better area.
Yeah, no, I suffer terribly with migraines.
What?
One more time, Lee.
I suffer terribly with migraines.
Oh, migraines. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's all stress related.
Yeah.
And you're trying too hard to make everybody else happy.
Right.
And in the intern, you're not making yourself happy.
Right.
Did you want to, you said you wanted to elaborate a little bit on your specific circumstances?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are remarkable. I mean, you hit it right on the head from the beginning. I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, it's exactly what you said. Exactly. I mean, verbatim.
Can you be more specific? I'm only kidding. Thank you very much.
Can we play that back?
Go ahead.
So basically, there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of doubt. I'm out of a marriage, a 15-year marriage. I'm a single mom. I have a lot of trust issues because of issues during the marriage, and you know, it's very hard for me to trust and go into this new relationship. Plus, you know, I'm hanging on to the past, and I can't let the past go. And I'm having a really hard time letting the past go, and I'm constantly trying to people please, not feeling good enough. Meanwhile, I'm extremely confident. It's just I just don't know what my story is within myself. You know, and
yeah, you're going to have to release one before you go to the other. Otherwise, it's not going to work out. You have to be fully detached from one before you can fully attach to another one. And if he really loves you, then he will understand and give you that time to grow. And as far as your children are concerned, yes, everybody needs to be with their kids too. But I think that you're a good mother, and I feel as though giving yourself a little personal time on your own, not even attached to anybody, would not be out of the question. And it would be really good for you.
Do it guilt-free.
Absolutely.
Don't feel like you have to...
That was my next line. I mean, that was exactly what my next line was, Artie, is that, you know, that comes with a whole bucket of guilt attached to it. Is that,
No, you can't, because you got to take care of yourself before you take care of everyone else. I mean, it's really important. It's a luxury that's a necessity, all right? And you shouldn't have to be that way, because that's not living a life. And you want to know something? Give me a call. I mean, I really feel like I could help you out, you know, because you need a little therapy other than just being psychic, but you could use a little therapy so that you could regain back your power. Because I feel like you're powerful in one way, but you're powerless in an emotional way. And I really feel like I could help you overcome that.
And I believe that you're taking on too much guilt. I think if you can get rid of the guilt, that you would be on your way to recovery. You don't have to feel guilty. Because let me tell you something. When your children are grown, you are going to be either with somebody or by yourself, but you're not going to be with your children. Your children are going to be your secondary family. The person you're with, even if it's yourself, will be your family, will be your primary. Because don't forget, you have to allow your children to go and grow
and have their own family and find their own way. They'll share their life with you. Don't get me wrong. It's not like you're totally on your own.
No.
But when it comes to like on a daily basis or that intimate level or whatever, you know, it's very important that you need to take care of yourself for long-term reasons. And, you know, I would probably say one of the biggest problems that a lot of people do is that they take care of matters only for short-term purposes and reasons, not looking at the big picture. And it's very important that you look at your life in the long run and do what's best for yourself in the long run. And if you're not feeling it just yet, all right, or you're feeling really weird about getting married, walking down that aisle, whether it be about him or whether it be about yourself, it's not a good time to get married, because things could only get a little worse. And that's why I feel like it would be necessary, whether you come to me or whether you go to Sky or somebody else who has, you know, certain qualities to be able to help counsel you. But you need to gain back your personal power before you share that part of yourself with anybody. And it's not just would be fair, you know, to yourself, but also it would be fair to them.
Right. And you know, Lisa, I feel like there's someone in spirit that is very close to you, like a sibling. Am I correct?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, there is.
I feel that there's a spirit, there's someone in spirit, like a male energy in spirit, that's a sibling, a brother. Am I correct?
Yes. I lost my brother a few years ago.
She lost her brother 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, he's watching over you, and I believe he is directing you. If you just slow down and listen to his direction and calm down, I truly trust that you'll be getting the right messages because he loves you very much and he is guiding your path. And I feel that a lot of positive things have happened to your life from the time that he passed away till now.
And he is sending you signs because you keep on asking him for signs or to let you know that he's okay or can you help me or, you know, what should I do? And you go back and forth and you keep on, you know, referring back to him, you know, hey, you know, can you please help me out? Who's Stephen?
My uncle.
Okay, because I was picking up, say, did he cross over also?
No, he's alive.
Is he a big part of your life?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I feel like he's the one that could really help you get through some of your hard times, because I do think it would very much so benefit you from getting male energy who's really on your side and, you know, just to be around him, because I feel like he's very unconditional with you and that you could be yourself and that you could just let your hair down. So, you know,
but I feel as though you'll not be happy with listening to advice from anybody until you can come to grips with what you trust is the right thing. And you've got to let go of the guilt. Lisa, trust me when I tell you, you have to let go of the guilt. Your children will be fine. They will raise just perfectly, and you need to give yourself some quality time and do quality things for yourself.
All of life is a balance, you know, so anything of too much is not good.
Right.
And even if you're in the giving end, there is such a thing as giving too much. But right now we got to go to a commercial break. And Lisa, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
It was a pleasure. God bless you, sweetheart. And I hope that everything.
I love you guys. I will definitely call you guys back. I adore you guys. You guys are remarkable.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, everybody. Stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Bye-bye, honey.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
My Georgia. like a million miles away from me. You couldn't see how I adored you. So close, so close, and yet so far.
All right, welcome back, everybody. If anybody wants a private reading from Sky, just call 908-500-1474. And if you wish to get a private reading with myself, just go to just call 877-ANGEL-02 and go to artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And, you know, this week's topic, you know, we were talking about, you know, dealing with respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah.
Edward, it means you.
Yeah, there you go, Brian. You got to play that song.
Yeah.
Which one is that? I didn't
care. Respect by, what's that, Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin's Respect.
Oh, you got
what
it.
You want? Oh, baby, I got it.
I'll take care of that immediately.
That's what I'm talking about.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Tell me what you mean to me. Or something like
suck
that.
Suck it to me, suck it to me.
Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. Suck it to me. Oh!
So
I'm sure there's cats howling just about now.
Oh, that's right. Oh, wait, let me ask you something.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. Because I heard that this September 28th is going to be like a blood moon.
Yes.
A full moon, a blood moon. What does
a
that
blood
mean?
Moon?
Blood
like
moon. What does that spiritually? Don't tell me astronomy. I know it's like when the sun is where the
No. It's moon called the hunter's moon, or it's called the blood moon.
And what does that mean?
It's just when the spirits are very high. And I'm not exactly 1,000% sure. Maybe there's somebody out there who can give us a more spiritual definition or a more cultural definition. But I know that a blood moon to me is when it's like an anomaly and we pray to our spirits very, very much and we make offerings. Like I was going to ask you to come over so I could slit your throat.
There you go. Me and the lamb.
I'm going to make an arty offering.
There you go. Just don't cut
only
off.
Only kidding, folks.
Yeah, don't cut off my penis.
No, you can
I already been circumcised once.
That is funny. No. It's like, you know, we give food and tobacco and water and certain things. Like every month, a woman goes out on a full moon and gives – we have a moon ceremony. And it's just women. And we do that.
This is her native people she's talking about.
Yes. And it represents our 28-day cycle. It represents the moon as a woman. It represents our thanks, our prayers to our family, prayers to keep the earth balanced and our love and harmony balanced in our families. And we always come out, and it's just a few moments of a ceremony. And we bring food and we bring water and prayers and tobacco and we smudge and we sage and we offer tobacco and we offer our thanks for things going well. And we don't forget that we're grateful for how our lives are going. And similar to that is the blood moon, except it's a little bit more intense.
More powerful, more intense.
Yes.
So like on the, so September 28th, if you write it down on your calendar or write it down now, and you know, it's a good time in the evening to write down your affirmations, what you wish to experience
right.
with the universe.
And put your gems out there. Put your stones, put anything that you want to cleanse.
You could have, you know, any religious artifact.
Yes.
And let the sun and the moon, just let it bask in it.
Let
so,
the universe
so it could re-energize
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Let the universe take over at that point and get all that energy, because a blood moon has a lot of energy. It's a lot of power. It's very powerful. So bring everything you want out there. And even if it's a nice enough night, if to sleep out there is, forget it. I mean that.
Yeah, get a pup tent.
Yeah, really. Or a hammock or whatnot.
Yeah, this commercial has been brought to you by Walmart.
This commercial has been brought to you by Cabela's. Yeah, so honestly, folks, it's really good. And if you can stay out as long as you can at night under a blood moon, boy, I'll tell you what.
Under the blood moon. So yeah, what I usually do, which I'm sure a lot of you do, and for those who you don't, you should start to do, write down your affirmations on a piece of paper, describing exactly what you do want. Do not write down what you don't want. Write down what you do want to experience. And it doesn't have to be just for yourself. It could also be on behalf of your kids, about relationships, about anything you want. Just put the energy out there. And then, you know, you say, you know, thank you very much, whether it be to God, the angels, or whoever you wish to relate to. And then just take that piece of paper and burn it outside and let the smoke signals go to heaven. But never throw your prayers out in the garbage, because then that's what you think of your prayers. You
right,
know, and you don't want to do that.
Always burn them, like Artie said, and let them go up to heaven.
So, yeah. So if you want to gain your self-confidence and self-respect, very important that you start to live life more on your terms and start reprioritizing everything in your life so that you could have a life for yourself besides having life with your kids, having life with your partner. And just know that, you know, if you're not on the same wavelength with your partner and you're on two different tracks, you know, then know when the show is over. But, you know, to try to keep on working it and living every day with resentment or aggravation, or, you know, if you feel where you can't be comfortable in your own skin because you're always worried about your partner or whatever else is going on, it could be with your job. You know, you need to refocus and reprioritize everything so that you could start to live a happy life rather than just trying to know how to exist or trying to survive this life, because life was not meant to be lived just that way.
No. You're meant to be happy. You know, everybody says, and this is so barbaric, everybody thinks the way they did 5,000 years ago, that God wants you to suffer. God wants penance. God wants you to not have to struggle to be unhappy. No, that's not what he wants. He doesn't want you to live in poverty. He wants you to be happy. Earth is a school. We learn our lessons through what we do each day. We keep in our hearts generosity and camaraderie, and we keep in our hearts the ability to share and know when somebody's hurting and to be there at their disposal. So as long as you follow that, there's no reason why you shouldn't have the best of everything. And ask for the best of everything, not settle. Ask for the best of everything. Make it a positive affirmation, something so positive that you've already received it. And we say that all the time. And I know that sounds repetitive, but I can't tell you that enough. And I've been doing that too. And I've been noticing how much my life has changed by just thanking prematurely the Creator for giving me what I've already, what I wanted, and making believe I've already got it. You know, I mean, I've been spending money this week like crazy in my mind. I've already written down an addition to my house, all new furniture. I even organized a garage sale.
There you go. A rummage sale, garage sale.
Yeah. Why waste the stuff? Even though I'm a millionaire, billionaire.
You want to know something? I'm shifting gears on you right now.
Yes.
On a topic, because I was very proud of myself.
Yes.
And it sounds like I'm boasting, and I'm not, because I'm hoping that I could inspire other people to do this. You know, I've said in the past, and I haven't done this in a while, maybe a year or two ago or something, but, you know, I always said, you know, if I see a little kid or a couple of kids trying to sell lemonade or iced tea or something, you know, even if you're not thirsty, you know, stop by and patron them, you know, and buy something from them just to boost their morale. And what I did was, you know, I was going by, you know, I was going back maybe 35, 40 miles an hour when I was passing these kids in the corner. They were very enthusiastic and they're waving to all the cars going by, and they look at me and I wave back. I go, hey, how you doing? And, you know, I know after I pass, I'm saying, you know, they're doing that. Say, hey, we're here, you know, buy something, you know, buy our lemonade. And so it was actually bothering me that I passed them and that I didn't stop by. So I turned around and I came back, and I wasn't even thirsty because I already had my drinks inside the car and I just got finished eating. And so I parked in front of them, and the mother was there with their little one. And I said, so how much for the lemonade? And she goes, 50 cents.
$8.64.
Yeah, really? Oh, I forgot to add tax.
Inflation.
That's right. My dad's a tax collector. So it's only 50 cents for the lemonade, but $12.80 for tax. So anyway, but it was only 50 cents a cup. And so anyway, so I says, all right, can I have a cup? So she pours a cup, and she only fills it halfway. I said, wait. I said, fill it up some more, and I'll give you some extra. And so she filled it up to the top, and I gave her a $10 bill, and she goes, oh wow, thank you. And wow, she was so appreciative. And it just makes them feel good. So even if you give an extra dollar or two or whatever, and I walked away feeling really good,
right?
And
it's the best money you've spent.
It's
right?
The best money I've spent, absolutely. And it's not going to change my lifestyle, and right, that's the way I need to look at it. So
exactly. That's a great way to look.
So, all right, Sky and I, we're going to give you some more fun for another half hour. But right first, we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around.
Right first, we wait.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. You are with Artie and Artie, and Sky is somewhere in the background, but, you know, she's got to take care of business because she's a businesswoman. You know, that's funny. That's the way Eddie Murphy would say it. I'm a businessman, and I got to take care of business. So, yeah, and where I heard that from was Trading Places. I loved Eddie Murphy in his yesteryears with his movies. Oh my God. He was so incredibly funny. You know, with Beverly Hills Cop. Cop One was definitely much, much better than Beverly Hills Cop Two, because on Cop Two, they were kind of like, you know, playing it up based on Beverly Hills Cop One. I mean, they kind of more fudged it rather than being real like they did on the first one, you know, just authentic. And, what other movie was Eddie Murphy in that I absolutely loved? He was in a bunch of them that was so incredibly funny. The Golden Boy, Golden Child or something like that, I think. And The Professor. Was that? Yeah, that was Eddie Murphy, The Professor. Yeah. Yeah. In his yesteryears. Oh, my God. And his wife, who he got divorced from. Oh, my God. Is she like flawlessly drop dead gorgeous?
Divorced?
Flawlessly. And I think they have like six kids. I don't know. They got
his son is an amazing actor.
And his son's an amazing. Boy. Really? Yeah, that usually happens.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie Murphy is blessed with comedic talent, acting talent. The guy could sing. He's got it all. And it was funny because I heard him being interviewed. How we got on the topic of Eddie Murphy on a spiritual show, I don't know. But he was talking about, even though he makes all this money, he says, my problems are bigger than what they were when I had no money. You know, because every single time you turn left or right, everybody wants to sue you to try to get your money.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
And so I saw a picture of his ex-wife. And when I tell you, the girl has got the most gorgeous skin, the greenest eyes, you know, beautiful. I mean, she's flawlessly gorgeous.
His son is gorgeous.
It's
when I tell you, I saw her in the movie. I was floored that that was his son.
Are you talking about Eddie Murphy or Will Smith?
No. Wait a minute. Will Smith. Which
you
one
know,
Will Smith?
A Bel Air? Prince of Bel Air?
Because no,
he has
Eddie
a son.
Murphy.
Prince of Bel Air is Will Smith. You're probably thinking of Will Smith because
Will
Smith has a son that is an actor. Not Eddie Murphy.
Will Smith. His son is so precious.
Uh-huh.
He was like 12 years old. He did this movie. He's the most beautiful little boy.
And there was a time where he was on Wall Street,
uh-huh,
and he lost his job. The father lost his job. And he was going through a divorce,
that's
and they had nowhere
right
to live. And
I think he's in that too, the little boy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And that's why I mentioned it.
Yes, he is. Is that boy beautiful? God bless him. He is so gorgeous and so talented.
Yeah.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
He's remarkable.
But you want to know something?
I wish he was mine.
In real life, he is a very cocky person.
Are you
his
serious?
Son. Very cocky.
The little boy?
Very cocky.
Ah, that breaks the deal.
Yeah. He really is. Yeah, he's very, very cocky.
Well, obviously he was raised that way.
Yeah, you know, like I said, when you're born into the lap of luxury, and especially way above and beyond, you know, it takes a very special soul, an old soul, to be super humbled when you're surrounded by the media and everyone's kissing your butt and you're used to having everything.
Look at Michael Douglas. He was born into a luxury.
Yeah.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, there's a few people who are gracious about it. Very few people.
And believe me, he's had his share of karma. He's had his share of cancer.
Yeah, everybody has their own crap to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of superstars. No matter how big you are, no matter how talented you are, everybody has their challenges. And when you are like super, super famous, you can't just walk out in public without every Tom, Dick, and Harry wanting your autograph or take a picture of you.
That must be exhausting. I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah. on a daily basis, you know. But yet at the same token, you know, well, that's where you go away to islands where nobody knows you and you could just, you know, have a good time. And
Audie, we're going to rent an island.
We're going to rent an island one day.
And
we're going to make it big.
Friends,
yes,
and
Sky and I are going to make it that kind of big. I got news for you. I just sent in my book.
Oh.
I finished my first book. I completed.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you didn't tell me this is like a major thing.
Yeah. Well, I just sent it in like a few hours ago. I sent it to Dr. Pat herself.
Cool.
And I asked her to read it. And I said, you know,
critique it,
and then also, you know, send me over to a publisher or whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
So, but I feel very, very confident in this book. I feel extremely confident. I feel that every page that is written, like everybody's going to get something extremely massive out of it. I really is. It's going to open, it's going to clear out a lot of cobwebs of bullcrap thinking. And I'm very proud of it. And seriously, if I, you know, from my mouth to God's ears, that a really good publisher could appreciate, and it's not a big book. It's not a large book. If you're into reading, I mean, this book may take you a half hour to read.
Okay.
You know, it's not an ultra huge book, maybe a little longer than that. But I'm very proud of it. And every page holds something very beautiful and with deep meaning. And it's not just on my story. I mean, yes, there's a little biography or an introduction at the very beginning. And then after that, it goes into like the poems that I got while I was in meditation and just the expressions of life. And I talk about people who make promises and the importance of a promise and the meaning of a promise, and talked about miracles. And, you know, it was interesting because, you know, when somebody makes a promise, when you say, I promise you I'm going to do this, there's no 100% guarantee because you don't know what life may throw you, what curves may throw you. So in the moment, your intentions are, I promise you. And there's a lot of circumstances that could change that where you're not pulling through on your word. Mm-hmm. So the right thing to tell anybody is, I promise you I will do my best to pull through for you. That's my promise. I promise to do, so long as work doesn't hold me up, so long as I don't get caught in traffic, I'll be there on time. So long as my finances are there so I could pull through, you know, you don't know what could trip you up that might not make you pull through on a promise. And a lot of times people have a habit of making either empty promises or overloading themselves with too much promise to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And they do want to pull through for everybody, but realistically they can't because they overloaded themselves with the promises.
Yep.
So the person receiving the promise is taking it, when you promise me, it's 100% going to happen. That's how you feel in the moment. And people who take it like that are setting themselves up for a huge potential, because there are people who do pull through on promises, but it's a potential of being disrupted. It's a potential of, you know, not pulling through, and, you know, and it doesn't pull through. And so therefore people set themselves up for a huge disappointment.
But
it's tough if you're on the receiving end.
Yes. But I believe that every broken promise was actually something that had to be broken. In other words, you know, when you say life gets in the way, but let's say you were on your way, you promised somebody you were going to be at their house at a certain time, and you couldn't be there at a certain time. You were like 2 hours or 3 hours late. I truly believe you saved yourself from something like a catastrophe.
That's very possible. And then also when you promise your kids, I'm going to take you to the ball game this weekend, I'm going to take you to the circus this time or whatever. And, you know, it's very devastating for a child when you tell them you're going to do something for them and you don't pull through.
Oh,
I mean, they will be scarred. And they will carry it forever.
Yes.
You know, unless if you say, okay, I didn't do this for you, but now I'll do that for you. So long as you do something to make it up. But when you're making promises, especially to vulnerable people and vulnerable hearts, it's very important that you do whatever you can to pull through. But yet there are circumstances. So don't set yourself up where, you know, the expectations are so sky high and say, well, if I don't pull through on this, I promise you then this will happen. But I am going to try to make this happen.
Right.
So, it, you know, creating promises, you know, you can't, you know, the only thing you could guarantee, 100% guarantee as a promise, is something about the truth or something about what has happened. I promise you I was there. I promise you.
Yes.
I am right now cleaning the house, like I said. I promise you that I did take the dog out for this, and I promise you I did do this, I did do that. That's where you can make a promise on based on what you did. Or I promise you right now, I am on my way to go to your house right now to do whatever, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But to promise somebody in the future, you're setting yourself up, and it creates a tremendous amount of stress on everybody, because they're not only are they dealing with their own responsibilities, but they're also dealing with trying to meet up to everyone else's expectations based on your word.
Exactly.
And then that deals with trust issues. Are you good on your word? How often do you pull through? If you pull through most of the time, then, you know, hey, crap happens, and, you know, then you deal with it. You have to deal with it. But all right, we got to go to a break right now. We have another few more minutes. So Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
We tried loving, touching, squeezing.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We were just talking to our wonderful producer off the air in between commercials. And Sky and I are going to be going to Rhode Island.
Yay!
Yeah, to enjoy the New England life. And I can't wait. And it's great. You're all invited. And we always stay at the Winnipeg Hotel. That place is so amazing. And it's only like about a mile off of the beach. And you're close enough to the action. It has its own beauty. It's got a gorgeous swimming pool. And the rooms are like in mint condition. And the people, the owners are nicer than nice. I love them like family. And they're just really, really cool people. And, you know, when I go into the westerly area, and the reason why I stay at the Winnipeg is because, what's her name?
See, like Cecilia Taylor.
No, no. What's the,
what, sweetie?
I forgot her name. The famous girl, the famous girl who's, oh shoot, I'm going nuts. And everyone's screaming at their radio. Hey,
what
Brian,
girl?
Brian, who's the big time star in Westerly?
Oh boy. Now you got me.
Major star. I want to say Tiffany. Not Tiffany. Oh shoot, the blonde girl. She has like every major hit. She's a blonde. She owns a home in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Oh.
She's a singer? Is she an actor?
Yeah.
Come on, Bri.
I get it. Now you got me. I'm sorry.
The girl is as big as Madonna. She's a young chick.
Hang on. Beautiful blonde chick. Hang on.
I can't believe I just went brain dead.
So didn't I.
So anyway, well.
Jessica.
No, Jessica. Oh. No. Taylor Swift.
Oh.
That's
Taylor
who it is.
Taylor Swift.
She lives there?
She's only like a mile and a half from the hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she lived in Texas or something, Oklahoma.
No. Well, she might. She might, but she owns a gorgeous mansion on the beach in Westerly.
Really?
Yeah, Taylor Swift. And she hasn't invited me just yet. I'm really annoyed. So I just want you to know that the next best thing to Taylor Swift's mansion is the Winnipeg Hotel. And they have a really cool restaurant next door, and it's gorgeous. And I really love it there. And you know, the last time I was there, I was only supposed to be one night, and I had such a good time. I went a second night, and then I called up Charity, and I told them I'm staying a third night. And she was probably wondering if there was somebody else out there with me. And,
well, folks, I'm going on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th.
Yeah.
So we're going.
We're going to have a good time. And if her husband, Richie, or her daughter wants to join us, that's fine. But it's going to be a really, really good time. And then at the end of October, Charity and I are going back there to enjoy Boston and Salem
and
Newport. Yeah.
If I can't get Richie to go, I'm going to ask Mia to come along with us. What do you think?
I don't know if she would fully appreciate it. Because there's not enough for kids things to do.
Well, she never does kids things.
Okay. I mean, she's more than welcome. I love her to death.
Yeah, I know you.
I already told her I'm going to take her to France one of these years. So
how beautiful is that child?
Yeah, she is.
Isn't
she
gorgeous?
She is. So,
not because she belongs to me. Because she absolutely is gorgeous inside and out. With the exception of that one blowout on the phone that day. She felt so bad. I can't even imagine.
No, but they have the coolest restaurants. And they do. It's just a quaint town. Westerly is, Newport is.
Well, that's a beautiful area geographically.
It is.
You're right by the water.
Oh, and then you're going to be right on the water, and you're going to see the water, how the water comes into the rocks to all the
like
big, big jetty, and all the mansions on the jetties and across the way. It's just one place is more gorgeous, and then they have Million-Dollar Mansion, Million-Dollar Road.
I hope I want to go home.
And also, I'm telling you, I almost get like homesick on my way coming home. On my way home, and not because of going to my home, as my wife is probably laughing right now.
Yeah.
But it's literally about it's just so
missing
cozy.
The energy.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it is. It really is, and it's like it really is. It's like home away from home. And like I said, the family. of the Winnipeg Hotel. They're just very warm and inviting, and it's just really cool. It really is. It's very, very nice. So I can't say enough wonderful things about them. And they always take care of us very well. And yeah, so it's like really cool. And like I said, I am very happy just doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
And
well, you're not doing really nothing.
I'm not doing nothing.
You're sightseeing.
Yeah, I am.
Everywhere
right.
you look, you sightseeing.
Right. It's not like I have to physically do something though to be happy.
Yes.
You know. And just you know, just taking in the ambiance and the atmosphere. It's just, it really is. It's breathtaking. It's really super, super nice.
I cannot wait because that's my type of town. I used to live on the water before I moved inland.
Uh-huh.
But, and I was so happy and so compatible by living by the water
yeah.
that I was just like a pig in poop.
Yeah.
And then he moved me inland and that was the end of that. But anyway, I feel very connected to the sea. So mm-hmm. somewhere in my past lives, I had to be either on the sea or in a sea village or in some kind of a tropical area where I was surrounded by water because I am most comfortable by water.
The water is such a great gift from God. I mean, the ocean and the sea and the lakes and the running rivers and the waterfalls.
The dolphins.
Oh, my God. It is just so, so, so beautiful. It really is. And, you know, so if anybody feels very stressed out, you know, just being by the water. And some people are more of a nature person.
Yeah.
So just being surrounded by trees also. And nature is also a beautiful thing. So.
And, you know, the people there. Our producers and the guys who run the show and the guys behind the scenes, they're such wonderful people. I mean, we're so blessed to have Brian and Chris and all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just adds to the ambiance of the place.
Yeah, it makes everything much easier, smoother, and it's
right.
fun. It's effortless.
Yeah.
I mean, on their end, they work.
I know.
On our end, they
but
make our end very.
You know what? Even when they're working, they're such a pleasure to be around.
Yeah. Yeah, they really
we
are.
We don't give them enough credit.
Yeah, it's
honestly.
a lot of fun and stuff. They're just very gracious. Everybody is. So,
yeah.
And like I said, it's like taking a break from life when you go out there. So, you know, check out Boston, check out Newport, check out Salem, check out Westerly. People, that's the place to hang.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's on it. That's on the way to that place where I want to go.
Where's that?
Lilydale.
No, it's not. It's nowhere near. Nowhere near.
It's
no, Lilydale.
Not, way?
Not even close. It's New York.
Oh, Lilydale is
New York.
Oh,
yeah, that's why.
Right. You're right.
That's
okay.
80 million miles in a different
yeah.
direction. Not. I mean, it's only in, you know, it's just one state over, but it's way out there.
Oh, okay.
It takes
inland.
Forever.
Inland. It's not
inland. We
got to
find out who's going to be performing it. But right now, our show has ended.
I'm kidding.
So, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you who are listening with lots of health, wealth, prosperity, with lots of love and fun.
And time for yourselves.
And time for yourselves. May God bless you in every which way, and don't ever be afraid to ask God and angels for all their help, because
absolutely.
they're filled with unlimited abundance
yes.
for you and for everyone else.
Yep.
Guilt-free, baby. Just pray and ask.
Please, just ask. You don't know how powerful you are, all of you, including us. You just don't know what powerful people
tap
into
you are. It.
Tap
it,
into
do
your
it
power.
With positive thoughts, positive intentions, and all your love.
Yes.
And you'll be supported by the universe.
Yes.
Until next
doubt.
And until next week, everybody.
Love, peace,
and
see
joy.
You later.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.